And remember, Fogarty and McConnell and Hall all playing with four fouls in this one. Will be in the bonus here in overtime for both teams, basically. They enter overtime with six fouls apiece. So 4 minutes up on the clock, and the overtime begins with Austin winning the tap, and the Mariners will get the first possession. And Comet will try a three off the right wing. No. Offensive rebound by Austin. Tried a pass inside to McEwen. Knocked it back out top. Ferrone to an open McConnell. She'll try to drive down the lane and lost it out of bounds. Marysville basketball. Hall wants to inbound it. Gets it to Powers. Gives it up to Fogarty. She'll dribble it up. 3.5 minutes to go here in overtime. Tied at 53. Powers out top. Right wing Kane. Now to Fogarty straight away. Another three. That went down. Pop back out. Austin with the rebound. Zips it ahead now for Ferrone. Ferrone to Comet. Left wing. Straight away McConnell. Gives it back to Comet. Then back to McConnell out top. Gets to the elbow. Kicks it off on the right wing to Ferrone. Left hand dribble back out straight away. Gives it up now for Comet on the left wing. And she'll dribble it out top. Under three to go in overtime. They get it to McEwen. Off on the right wing for three. McConnell, no. Rebound battled for. Ball on the deck. Four players scramble for it. It's a tie-up, and it's Viking basketball. 2:48 to go in overtime. Still tied at 53. We haven't had a point yet here in the extra session. Fogarty inbounds from under her own basket. Baseball pass into Kane. One-on-one against McEwen. Spin move in front. Fires off the glass and scores it. Six for Kane. 55-53 Marysville. 2:35 to play in overtime. Comet guarded by Hall. Hall playing with four fouls. Got to be careful. Timeout Mariners. 2:28 to go in overtime. Kane has the only bucket here in the overtime period. And it's 55-53 for Marysville. 2:18 to go in overtime. Three-point try by Comet, and she makes it off the right wing. 15 for Comet on five threes. 56-55 Mariners. 2 minutes to go in overtime. Hall gets to the basket. Underhand scoop. Hangs on the rim, won't go. Husson with an offensive rebound, and they foul her. I don't think she was in the act of shooting, but this will, in worst-case scenario, be a 1-1. Yeah, 1-1. So Natalie Husson, who has 6 points in the game, will get to the line. This first free throw is to tie it here in overtime with 1:57 to go. Foul is on McEwen, her third. And Husson was short with the free throw. Battle for the rebound, and it's off Austin. Vikings will get it back. Husson will inbound it. No, they changed their mind. They want Hall to inbound it right underneath the Mariner basket. Out top, Fogarty. 33 points for Gabby Fogarty tonight. She's going to back out a little bit. Guarded by Comet. Gives it up now for Hall on the right wing. Gets a screen from Husson. Hands it off to Kane. Kane to Fogarty. Right wing. Again against Comet. Gets the screen this time from Powers. Fogarty spins free throw line down the lane to the basket. Fires it up and scores it. 35 for Gabby Fogarty. Marysville leads 57-56. 1:22 to go in overtime. McConnell out top for Ferrone. Ferrone now gives it back to Comet. Gets to the elbow, kicks it off to McConnell. Baseline and is fouled and will get to the line to shoot here. 1:08 to go in overtime. McConnell with 22 points needs a free throw here to tie the game. And that's four fouls against Caitlin Kane. First free throw is good. 23 for McConnell. 57-57. This one for the lead. Got it. McConnell knocks them down. 58-57 Marine City. 1 minute to go here in overtime. Timeout Vikings. As Hall brings it up. And with exactly 60 seconds to go, they'll discuss what they want to do on this possession. Now we're into the final minute. Allison Hall holds it out top for Marysville. A bucket gives them the lead. They'll go into the post to Fogarty against a double team. She is grabbed and fouled. And if that's against McConnell, she's fouled out. McConnell has fouled out with 24 points. And Fogarty is going to the line to shoot free throws with 51 seconds to go in overtime. This is for the tie. Rattles won't go. Offensive rebound, Kane. Got it to Hall. Left wing corner. Back to Kane at the free throw line. Open. Fogarty out top for three. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound Kane. Got it to Hall. 38 seconds to go. Still a one-point game. Kane holding it. Left wing. Lost the dribble off her foot. Battle for it on the deck. It's tied up. Possession arrow gives it to the Mariners with 31 seconds to go. No McConnell. She's fouled out. And again, the Vikings have three players on the floor with four fouls, including Gabby Fogarty. So they got to think about it here, because at some point they may have to foul. And you've got Fogarty, Kane, and Hall all with four fouls. 31 seconds to go in overtime. Mariners lead it by one, 58-57, and they've got the basketball. They've got to bring it all the way up the length of the court here. They'll have Kelsey DeSnyder inbound. Nobody guards her. She gets it into Comet. Comet is surrounded by a couple of Vikings. Has to give the ball up to Ferrone. They got to hurry to get it over the timeline. They can't. It's stolen away by Kane. Kane splits two defenders, lays it up and misses. Rebound Fogarty. Scores, and she's fouled. 16 seconds to go. 37 points for Gabby Fogarty. 59-58 Vikings with a free throw coming. Fogarty at the line. Got it. 38 for Fogarty. 60-58 Marysville with 16 seconds to play here in overtime. 60-58 Marysville. 16 seconds to go in overtime. Comet will bring it up for Ferrone. Back to Comet. She's going to fire a three. No, won't go. Rebound Powers. 6 seconds to go. They're not fouling. Kane might dribble out the clock here. She does. They didn't foul. And Marysville has upset Marine City. 60-58 in overtime tonight. Handing the Mariners their first MAC Gold loss of the season.